بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. We were discussing on this lovely topic. What is the goal of our worship? What is the goal of our prayers? So Quran is telling us the goal of your prayer is discover hidden powers of your soul and your brain. Then you can get yaqeen, highest level of faith, of iman. So there are some barriers. That's why everyone is not able to discover hidden powers of brain and soul. What are those barriers? One is ignorance, jahalat. If you have a knowledge, you have wonderful, for example, you have very nice, very expensive computer. You can do a lot of things through this computer, but you don't know how to use. Then this computer is really, is not giving you any benefits. In the same way, your brain is wonderful computer. No computer on the earth is like your brain. There are billion neurons connected to each other. We are not using even 1% power of our brain. Why? Because we have a knowledge. So the first thing is we must learn this special knowledge. It's how we discover hidden powers of our brain and our soul. And that knowledge is holy knowledge. The knowledge of Islamic psychology is telling you how you discover hidden powers of your soul. So first thing is knowledge is very important. Without knowledge we can't do anything. And another thing which is a barrier, for example, if we are insulting our brain, or if we are insulting power of our soul, this is also second terrible barrier, is dirty barrier. When you are insulting anything, then you are losing that thing. We must give respect these two lovely, beautiful, powerful blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we become grateful, this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in shakartum la'azidannakum. If you will be grateful, God is telling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, then I will increase more and more blessing. I will send more and more blessing to you because you are grateful. So this blessing, we must learn how we will be grateful. How we'll do sugar? How we'll do sugar of eyes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes. Many people, they're blind. They can't see, they can't cross road even. They need help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, God has given us two eyes. How we will be grateful? There are many people there without tongue. They're not able to speak. How is a miserable life? They want, but they can't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time. So we'll be grateful that, oh my God, you have given me lovely time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 2 ears. Many people, they are deaf without ear. Many people without feet. We have, alhamdulillah, 2 feet. Many people without arms. Many people then suffering from terrible diseases. So how we will be grateful? What is the gratefulness? What is the sugar of eyes? Do you know? Okay, you say, thank you, my God. This sugar, this gratefulness is also good, but it's only by tongue. No, it's not sufficient only by tongue. Say, oh my God, thank you, you have given me 2 eyes, 2 feet, 2 hands, 2 ears, many, many lovely things. It's also good. But what is the real sugar? What is the real gratefulness? Real gratefulness, according lovely hadith, tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the gratefulness, sugar of eye is that you look at those things only where you are looking is getting pleasure of God. You perform only those actions by your eyes. From those actions you are sure you are God, you are Master, you are lovely Lord will be happy with you. Don't perform anything by your eyes. Did you know that you are God, you are lovely Lord? Dislike bad actions. Same way, what is gratefulness? What is the sugar of your tongue? Don't hurt anyone by your tongue. God don't like this. You are God, you are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't like these things. Don't do backbiting by your tongue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dislike these things. Say good things by your eyes. Help others by your tongue. Make compromise between 2 people, 2 Muslim, 2 mu'min, 2 human beings. Of course, this is the gratefulness, this is the shukr. So when we be at that stage, we are not denying, but we are doing shukr, then God will increase and increase this blessing. What is the another thing? There are 2 things, shukr or kufr. Blessing, we are doing shukr, means gratefulness, or we are not grateful, means we are doing kufr. If we are not grateful to these countless blessings which has given us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are doing kufr from these blessings, we're denying. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you 2 eyes. If you hit any hard thing in your eyes, if you want, it means you are harming your eyes. This is the kufr. Why are you harming your eyes? This is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nobody is harming in this life. Nobody's doing this type of dirty things. The foolishness to harming your eyes. Okay, alhamdulillah. So it's good. Don't harm any part of your body, any organ of your body. But now I'm asking one thing from you. Which organ is important in your body? Eye or your mind? Of course, mind is the best, is the king of whole your body. And soul is more higher than mind. Nobody on the earth can hurt himself to his eye. But unfortunately, children, many people, they are hitting, they are hurting their mind, their brain, by using some drugs, heroin. You are hurting, you are destroying most important, most valuable organ of your body. If you are doing like this type of things, of course, then you are not able to find out hidden powers of your mind, of your soul. So this is very important. Be grateful. Gratefulness will increase the love of God. Do you know why we are not grateful? Holy Quran says, إِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. O human being, God is giving you millions, millions blessing, even you are not able to count. When we are not thinking how many blessing surrounding us. Do you know there are more than 5,000 terrible diseases in the world? People are crying. They are not able to sleep. They are not able to talk. They are not able to walk. Alhamdulillah, you are healthy. You are wealthy. Means you have 5,000 blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be grateful. For some people are not grateful because they are not thinking. If you will think, then this shukr, gratefulness, will increase every time. How you think? Don't look upward. Oh, that man is more richer than me, or that man has more bigger car than me, that man has more bigger house than me. If you are looking upward, you never be grateful. Every time you will be in depression, your tension, your problem, your stress. Oh, I am poor, I have nothing, and this and that. Do you know when you will be grateful? When you look at down, people, they are suffering from many problems. In Africa, the people, they have food for eating. They are very, very poor. When you look at downward, the people are more poor than you, more suffering than you, then you will say, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. Oh my God, God, oh my lovely Lord, you have given me a lot of things. So this is the one procedure. Be grateful. Gratefulness will give you happiness. And ungratefulness give you sadness. So if you want happy life, if you want more blessing of Allah, every time think blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will enjoy, really you will enjoy from life. There is very lovely saying of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. He said, O man, if you're suffering from terrible diseases, even you say, thank you my God, shukr alhamdulillah. If you're poorest man in the world, even you say, oh my God, I am grateful to you. If you're in the jail in torture, even you say, alhamdulillah, all praise to God, thank you my God. Why? Imam is telling us reason, what's the reason behind this lovely hadith. If you're poorest man in the world, even Imam say alhamdulillah, you are lucky. Having money was a lack. Imam's telling you reason. Even you are in the jail and somebody is torturing you. Even Imam says, say, Alhamdulillah. Oh my God, I'm grateful. Oh my God, I'm lucky. Even you have all disease of the world, even be happy. Subhanallah. This is the lovely teaching. How you will be optimistic, positive thinker. Change your life. Change your thinking. Change your life. If you are living in worse condition, thousand problems surrounding you, even that condition, say, Alhamdulillah. My God, I am grateful to you. I am lucky. Imam say, you are lucky. What is luck? Imam say, because okay, you have problems, you have diseases, but you are alive. You are alive. Do you know what is the meaning of life? When you are alive, means the book of your deed is open. You have 100% control on this book of deed. Book of your deed means you are a real future. You can remove all sins from this book within few seconds, within few minutes, within few hours. Depend how much power you have. And you can increase a lot of good deeds in this book because you are alive. But when you will die, Allahu Akbar, then you will be real miserable. When you will die, then you will be real poorest person in the world. When you will die, then you will be worst person in the world. Why? Because then you are not able to remove even one sin from your book. Allahu Akbar. You will not increase a single good deeds in book of your action. But now you are alive. You can do everything. You can change your future. Because life is very great gift, very, very great gift. We don't understand. That's why we are ungrateful. This lovely ayah of Quran, Hatta isa jaa ahdahum al-maut, qala rabb irji'uni la'alli a'mal salihan fi ma taraktu. When you will die, when you will see the angel of death, oh people, Quran is telling you, you will cry, you will cry, you will request, oh my God, give me only one day, give me one day for repentance, give me one day for forgiveness, give me one day, oh my God, give me only one day. I want vanish, I want to remove this all sin, I want repentance, complete my repentance. But the reply will be, no, kalla, kalla, how many days I have given you? You destroy those days in playing in useless things. Are you asking for one day? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then the person who is dying, Hadith is telling, he will cry, oh my God, if you're not giving me full day, give me half day. I won't complete my repentance. I say, sorry, I have done many wrong things with many people. Please, please give me half day. Kalla, angels will say, no, no. Then he will cry, okay, give me 1 hour. Please, give me 1 hour for repentance. Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, if that person was dying, he's a king of the whole world, and all money of the world is related to him. He's owner of, master of everything. All gold of the world is belong to him. He's ready to give whole kingdom. The person who's dying, he will be ready to give all gold and everything, silver, money, everything. Take everything. Give me only 1 hour for repentance. So you understand the value of life? One day, 1 hour is more important, more valuable than whole kingdom of the world. We are not thinking. So God is giving you a chance, complete your repentance by supplication. You can find supplication in every religion. You can find lovely du'as in Quran. You can find lovely du'as of Imam Zain al-Abidin. You can find lovely du'as in Bible, in Psalm, in Zabur. Zabur of David, Psalm of David. I am reciting some du'as. Some supplication from Zabur, and also from supplication from Holy Book of Sahih Sajjadiyya, mean du'as of Imam Hussain al-Abdin for successor of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. This is chapter 6 from Psalm and verses 3. It's lovely du'a. Our father David. O Lord, make my soul free. If there is sin, there is no freedom. Repentance gives you freedom. O Lord, make my soul free. O give me salvation because of your mercy. God is most merciful. Really, try, recite these lovely du'as. God will send mercy on you. God will solve your all problems. You will start new life, lovely life, happy life, without tension, without stress, without depression. If you start your life in the morning, start your day with du'as, and before sleeping, start your night with du'as. This supplication will change your life. Now the one thing is very important in du'as. That is, when you recite du'a, you must recite from your heart and from your mind, not only from your tongue. That you are speaking with great taste. Great taste. Most merciful, lovely God, lovely Lord. Allahu Akbar. And when you do like that, you can feel enjoyment. And the best way of du'a, when you recite, tears will come from your eyes. And this is relaxation, real relaxation, when tears will come from your eyes. That's why in Zabur, in Psalm, in Bible, David, Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam say, this important thing. He said, all the night I make my bed with sweeping. All the night I make my bed with weeping, with weeping. Pain and supplication, you are crying and weeping. This is the sign. The dua is not coming only from your tongue. It's coming from your heart. And God loves your tears, do you know? There's lovely hadith could see, God loves your tear. That's why I'm going to again to lovely dua of Imam Zain al-Abidin. He's also telling the same way that Dawud al-Islam told us in Zabur, in Psalm. This dua Abi Hamza Sawani. Imams, if you want real relaxation, if you want clean your book of your deeds, you must perform one thing. What's that? When kulli ila darajati tawbati ilai move me to the rank of repentance. Oh my God, give me tawfiq, give me power. Before death I will complete my repentance. But how I can complete my repentance? Imam is putting one condition. Wa'ini bil bukai khalo nafsi faqad afnaytu umri. Oh my God, help me, help me, so I will weep on my sin, I will weep on my sin. I can't weep without your help on my sins, on my sins. Do you know? Can you remember one sin and you try to weep? This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are lovely God, you are lovely Lord. He said, Inna Allah yuhibbut tawwabin. O sinner, don't be worried about your sin. I will forgive your sin. I'm forgiving your sin. I'm forgiving your sin. I'm not only forgiving your sin, but I'm loving you. You are my beloved. Because you are weeping, you are crying on your sin. God is making you beloved. How this is lovely. This lovely stage you must get. Now I'm telling you one lovely poetry. Anytime your problems, look, don't say your problems to other people, they will laugh on you, they will not solve your problem. Really believe me. If you have problems, say to your God, say to your lovely Lord, He has power to solve your problem. And He wants to listen to you. And when you're telling Him your problems, He's saying, you are doing ibadah, you are doing worship, giving you reward. Allah Akbar. So that's why, anytime you have problem, come to your God. Come come to your lovely Lord and complain him. So I'm giving you the lovely song, holy song. Anytime you have a problem, you start in this way. I have stress, give me solace, give me your word, sweet nearness. I have stress, give me solace, give me your word, sweet nearness. Oh my God, oh my lovely Lord, oh my God, oh my lovely Lord. For us, just like the moment of saying, oh my God, solve the problems of many. You're suffering from many diseases. You're suffering from some danger. Help them. Give them power of supplication. Give them pleasure of supplication. Inshallah, all of us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.